This is CPR News at KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett was not surprised that the GOP tax and spending bill passed the Senate. Bennett said he had a number of concerns, from the amount of debt the bill would cause to how much it would help the wealthiest people in the country. Bennett did see one bipartisan bright spot. 99 senators voted to remove language that would have instituted a 10-year moratorium on states from regulating artificial intelligence.
There was a combination of the moratorium being too extensive and really just nobody here having done the work adequately.
The Senate made changes to the bill, which heads back to the House. It faces headwinds there. All of Colorado's Republicans supported the original bill. Young adults will help restore the natural environment at the new Purgatory River Reserve in southeastern Colorado. Tara Castaneda is the program manager for the Youth Corps there. She says a handful of 18 to 24-year-olds will have a chance to get real work experience in the area they call home.
What that does look like is a group of folks physically removing with chainsaws the tamarisk and the Russian olives. It'll pave the way for the next step for the revegetation of the native willows and cottonwood.
Castaneda says opportunities for jobs and other activities for young people can often be limited in rural areas. She says this project will help create pathways into the workforce. A bat has tested positive for rabies in Pueblo County. Health officials say people should stay away from wildlife and vaccinate their pets against rabies. If you find a bat, officials say to leave the area and contact the proper authorities. Rabies can be transmitted if the infected animal's saliva gets into a cut or through the eyes, nose, or mouth. Unvaccinated pets exposed to a rabid animal must either be euthanized or undergo a 180-day quarantine. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.